Tomorrow night, we are very much looking forward to bringing In Flames back into town at the brand new Knitting Factory. Of course, we will have your tickets with Pop Culture Smackdown coming up in about 40 minutes or so. But lucky enough, on the phone right now to be joined by the guitarist of the band In Flames. His name is Bjorn, and he is joining us this morning. Good morning, man. I imagine it's a pretty good time for you. You must be feeling pretty good, right?
Oh, it's awesome. We just released Either Mask and are able to play some of the songs live and finally, you know, get people to hear it. We've had it in our pockets since probably June last year. So, yeah, we've been very anxious to get it out and super excited that finally it's out.
That's a really long time to have to sit on an album that is just fantastic and amazing, by the way. I mean, it is awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, we weren't really in a hurry. We were still on the Battles touring cycle, so just wanted to have the right timing for the release. And we happened to be on tour over here, and yeah, it turned out to be the right timing.
That's great. And you know, as far as touring goes, I know it's been kind of difficult in certain respects. And I've been wondering what it's like to, you know, prepare to go out on tour and then have one of your regular members not be able to be on tour with you, and then having to bring in another guitarist. What is that kind of system like? What is it? Is it a difficult thing, or is it something that you just kind of adapt to easily?
I wouldn't say kind of used to it, but we've been through it before. But secondly, we got really lucky. I mean, we've known Chris for a long, long time. I know he's a fantastic guitar player. Getting the notice basically 48 hours before we start playing to learn, I don't know, 20 songs or whatever, it's not an easy job. I've tried it myself before and miserably failed. So we got really, really lucky. Chris is fantastic and super disciplined. He just, you know, as soon as his name came up, I knew, okay, we're good. You know, this is not going to be a problem. So, yeah.
Bjorn from In Flames joins us. Of course, they're going to be in town here in just a couple of days, Wednesday, at the new Knitting Factory. We are very excited to see you guys live back here in Boise. It's going to be a fantastic show. Jay and I are looking forward to it very much. Talk a little bit about the new record. You said it had been in the can for a little while. Did you guys go about this thing any different than you had in albums past, or was it business as usual for you?
I mean, this is the second time we work with Howard Benson and his team. We knew pretty much what we were getting into, which is the main reason why we wanted to do it again. His system and setup is just amazing. Mike Plotnikov, that I've been working mostly with, is an amazing guy to record with. So everything is super smooth. We didn't need to be as prepared this time as on Battles because we didn't really know what was going on. And it's the first time properly working with a producer on that album. We wanted to be prepared. But this time around, we knew we have all the time in the world. We're going to work with excellent people. You know, just enjoy the time.
You know, what's it like writing music and writing with somebody like Anders, who, man, his voice, especially on this album, seems to really shine through more than I really remember it. Does it help out as a guitarist when you have a voice that is almost a musical instrument in some way as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think already on Battles, he started taking some vocal lessons because I think Howard usually have his singers go to a coach like that just in order to, you know, to be prepared and warmed up when you get to the studio. And Anders was seeing this guy, Mark, I think it's Mark Rank or something, and they just hit it off. Like, they had an awesome time during the battle sessions. And for this Either Mask session, he said, I want to do this more often, more frequently. And it was perfect for our songwriting, too, because he was up and running, you know, every day. It was very easy, and we reached, you know, levels that we couldn't possibly do before. So yeah, that it really helps in the songwriting. It could be either a melody that we wanted to try out, or it could be a vocal line that just triggered a whole song. So it was a really good experience.
I had read somewhere that you guys wanted to put some specific emphasis on the guitars in this particular album, Eye the Mask, and, you know, we've got our favorite records and our favorite tracks off the album. I know it's kind of like picking a favorite kid, but is there one specifically, maybe live, that you, or two tracks that you really enjoy performing off the new album?
I mean, the three we've played so far has been really, really fun. They're obviously very fresh. We haven't really rehearsed it before, so we only had a couple of days to work on the material, but so they're might be a little bit challenging still, but they're so fun. You know, I'm looking forward to playing Call My Name, because that's got some really intricate guitar work on it. So yeah, we'll see what the future holds. I think all of these songs will be fun to play live, because we sort of have that as a goal. That's really where they should shine, you know. So you mentioned that more focus on the guitars. Well, I think that's a production thing more. I mean, it's always been very heavily guitar driven. What we do is just a matter of where it ends up in the mix. I think Chris Lord-Alge, which we got really fortunate to work with on this record, is a guitar guy, you know, so that happened to be more upfront, and I just love the way the mixes came back.
You know, as a writer and a musician, you know, when you're writing these riffs, Bjorn, where exactly do you go somewhere mental landscape wise when you hit something and you really it kind of piques your interest in your ears, or how do you go about that in your form of writing?
I don't think about it that way. I think what we do is either tour or write and record. I don't really write on the road. When you feel like the touring cycle is over, you're done, and you decide that let's do another record, you know, then you just switch to that mode, and there's always melodies and rhythms and ideas bouncing around in my head. It's just that this is the time when I just sit down and try to put them on tape, you know, and whatever stays there and it doesn't go away after, you know, a day or two, then it's probably worth working on, you know, and see what we can get out of. That's when the fun part starts, you know, and that's when Anders get to you know, hear the first couple of riffs, and then we start, you know, working on songs, making arrangements, and see if they're good enough. And then we present it to Howard. And it, for me, it's just a process. I don't need to go anywhere. I just need to switch that button on, basically.
Well, you did a hell of a job with I, The Mask. It is available now for people to download, purchase. Of course, you can grab it on Wednesday at the Knitting Factory. We are definitely looking forward to hanging out with you and the guys and having a good time Wednesday night at the Knitting Factory as well. So thank you very much for spending some time with us, Bjorn. It's always good catching up with you, man. You're one of our favorite people. And so travel safe. We'll see you here in a few nights.
Thank you so much for those words, man. Looking forward to it.